Welcome to the next in the series of the Molson Coors Growers Group podcast. I'm absolutely delighted to welcome Jean-Jacques Lady to the podcast this time. John is a farmer up in the northwest of England, but he also sits on the steering group as well. So welcome, John.
Okay.
I was going to kick off really and ask you, you know, who are you? Where are you? And what is it that you actually farm?
Right, well, basically, we're on the Merseyside, Lancashire border, mm-hmm. right next door to Knowsley Safari Park. We farm 1,200 acres. There's me, my wife, Jodie, and we've two children, mm-hmm. Thomas and William. One's two, and the other one's coming up to three.
Right.
So quite close together. we farm 1,200 acres, mixed cropping. We've got obviously wheat, barley, oats, high quality malting barley, might I say.
Yeah, of course.
hopefully, anyway. We also grow fodder beet as a cash crop for animal feed. Mm-hmm. But recent years, we've got into supplying anaerobic digestive plants.
Right.
So we are getting quite a bit busy with that. On the farming side, 60-70% of the land's always ploughed because we've got quite a lot of root crops in the rotation.
Yeah.
We do some minimum tillage, not a great deal, as I say, due to having root crops in the rotation. Soil ranges from anything we've got probably 20-30% heavy clay, 40-50% sand, ranging down to some moss land. Mm-hmm. And we do have a little bit of grass as well, which we do for haylage, but not a great amount.
And I mean, one of the things I always note whenever we speak is that it's always raining.
not today.
So what sort of rainfall do you have?
Oh, to be honest, it's all over the place, but we probably have probably a quarter more than other parts of the country. Mm-hmm. We've probably had a reasonably dry winter this year. I haven't got the exact figures on me.
Yeah.
But for us, it's been pretty dry. But yeah, we do tend to suffer the wet weather that's coming in from the sea and over towards the Pennines. Mm-hmm. It seems that we call it the Mersey Strip around this area, the wet weather, because sometimes it always seems to cut straight through us.
there's a lot, lot been going on in the world of agriculture on a sort of on a local scale as well as on a global scale. And I mean, what do you see as being the big challenges for farmers at the moment?
Big challenges. I think we're up against every challenge. I mean, one good thing would be to convince Molson Coors, wouldn't it, to give us £500 a ton for malting barley, but that would be a challenge. We were all probably getting our head round the subsidy reducing and looking at different environmental schemes and things mm-hmm. like that, but since the war in the Ukraine and the input prices, it's thrown everything. Let's say we were getting our head around what was going to be happening, but the inputs now, fuel, fertilizer, you name it, machinery, it's all gone out of control, hasn't it?
And do you think, you know, if you take fertilizer for instance, because that's the one that's been grabbing the headlines, isn't it? I mean, is that going to change the way that you farm? Is that going to change what you plant and what you do over the next 12 months or so?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. In what kind of way?
Well, we are obviously using a lot more manure this last spring. Chicken muck, things like that. We'll be obviously looking at more green cover crops, looking into the autumn, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of things like diesel use as well, I mean, is that something that's very much on your radar now in terms of how much diesel you're burning and stuff?
Yeah, well, say we've not been in a big minimum tillage direct area anyway around here, but we will be looking at doing a lot more because we've obviously got to reduce establishment costs if things continue.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of, I mean, obviously, price inflation is on everybody's radar at the moment, reduction of subsidies, etc. But do you see, are there other challenges, do you think, that you're facing into as a business?
In what respect?
I was thinking, you know, if I sort of think of some of the other conversations I have, you know, challenges around labour, I guess, challenges, I guess, and also opportunities around, you know, new technologies and use of data and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, labour is a big one, trying to balance the right members of staff and the right amount of staff and good staff as well. Like, you know, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And what does, I mean, this is a big question, isn't it? But, you know, what does the future look like to you? I mean, are you looking at the future positively? You've got two very young children. But, you know, does the future look positive to you, or is it something that you're anxious about? You know, how do you see the future?
I think personally we're in uncertain times, but I'm positive about the future. Mm-hmm. We've got two young children that possibly want to carry on after me. Yeah, we're in a good area to be able to build the business up quite a bit more as well.
Yeah.
So there's positivity there. But yeah, I'm not going to lie that we are in uncertain times, and I am anxious at the moment, as probably every other family is.
Yeah, and like you say, when you're in periods like this, and it's, you know, I don't remember a period like this in my career. But when you're in periods like this, it's difficult to look to the future, isn't it?
You know, yeah.
Everybody's sort of focusing on the here and now.
But on the other note, everybody still has to eat, don't they?
That is
we all need
true.
Food.
Yeah, that is very true. And, you know, potentially we could see some sort of rewriting of the way that supply chains operate and yeah, their focus, et cetera. Yeah, and stuff. I mean, talking of supply chains, you know, obviously, you know, we're here because we're both involved in the Molson Coors supply chain. And one of the key elements of that each year is the sustainability survey. And we've just launched that. It's gone out, I think, a week to 10 days ago. Why do you believe that the sustainability survey is important? And what would you say to encourage growers who might be a bit hesitant about completing it to get on and fill it in?
Well, I think sustainability is a big word of the future, really, isn't it? I think it is. It does, you know, the more people that can complete it, for Molson Coors point of view, is better, because obviously Molson Coors will be getting asked questions about sustainability from their consumers. So it's going to be something that's going to be the part of what we have to do for the future, isn't it? So
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. And I mean, from my point of view as well, I mean, having done the survey last year, and now we're moving into the second year of that, you know, the information that we got back last year, the consolidated information, just painted such a positive picture.
Yeah.
You know, one of my frustrations is, I know, you know, I've come from a very strong farming background myself, that, you know, farmers in general are doing a lot of great stuff. It's just, you know, people don't talk about it as much as they should.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I say the general public probably don't know what farmers are actually doing for the environment, really, do they?
No.
So it's a way of trying to get ourselves out there, really, isn't it?
Telling the story,
telling the positive story.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, that's a great note to finish. Thank you for your time, John, and just have that little insight into your business. And thanks for your time. Cheers.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this latest Molson Coors Growers Group podcast. As per usual, if you've got any thoughts or ideas for future podcasts, please do get in touch and let us know. As we mentioned in this last podcast as well, the sustainability survey is now live, and we really would encourage you to complete this. And lastly, we are planning a number of events as we move to sort of late spring into early summer as well. So I really hope to meet some of you face to face in the forthcoming weeks.